Welcome, Palm Beach Cardinals.
Now the starting lineup for your homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals.
Welcome to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride here, and I just have a little audio issue that I'm dealing with. So I am going to send you right to our pregame show guest. It's Justin Rock, the Daytona Tortugas broadcaster, and I will send that right to you while I'm working on some audio issues right now. But this is game one of a six-game set between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Daytona Tortugas. Justin Rock, the Daytona Tortugas broadcaster. Thank you so much for joining me, Justin.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
And so let's jump right in. For the first half, Daytona, give us a little assessment on the Tortugas.
Oh, it was definitely an up and down first half. Probably one of the few teams in minor league baseball that had 20 or more home wins in the first half of the season and 20 or more road losses as well in the first half of the season. Daytona have been very successful at home so far this season, 23-16 so far, but they have the league worst 7-22 record on the road, and you wonder how much of that sort of stemmed from that first road trip here at Roger Dean when the first four road losses of the season for them came in walk-off fashion. Actually going into the second road trip, the first five road losses for Daytona all came on walk-off defeats. They've been walked off six times this season, so you wonder how much of the road issues have been sort of a mental thing, because they've been right in the thick of so many of these games. They'd actually lost 13 consecutive road games prior to last week in Lakeland. They finished that series with three straight wins, so we'll see how they handle the road trip here tonight and their first trip in the second half.
Yeah, it's a place they're very familiar with, that you guys are familiar with here, since we have, you know, only the four teams in the division here in the East. And you guys just had, you know, Welcome Jupiter, our Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium other team, the Jupiter Hammerheads, and split the series then with them. There were some really good positives for the Tortugas that series.
Yeah, they took three out of the six games in that set. They won the first two games pretty handily, a 9-5 win on Tuesday night, and then winning 7-4, got back-to-back home runs from a couple of undrafted free agents. Jamal O'Gwin and Hayden Jones had the go-ahead shots in the seventh inning in the game on Wednesday. But Thursday night, Jupiter came away with the win. Friday rained out. Saturday, both teams traded shutouts. Jupiter, a 2-0 win in the opener, but then Daytona's pitching shut them out for the final 13 innings of that doubleheader on Saturday. A 4-0 win in game two to at least earn a series split. And that was a crazy game in the finale on Sunday. Daytona held a 3-2 lead going into the seventh inning. Jupiter got a couple of runs in the top of the seventh to take the lead. Daytona tied the game in the bottom of the ninth on a wild pitch. An errant throw to the plate got the winning run to third base with one out. But Daytona couldn't capitalize. Jupiter got a home run in the top of the 10th. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, sort of same thing. Daytona rallied, got the tying run in scoring position, but couldn't quite come all the way back. So there have been a lot of close defeats similar to that fashion for Daytona so far this season. It's just a matter of finding a way to, you know, sort of break those trends and get over the hump.
Yeah, and one of the teams that we have all been trying to beat this season is the St. Lucie Mets. They're in the first place or first half, you know, first place team that will be headed to the playoffs. And the Palm Beach Cardinals just figured out a way to beat them and won six straight. You know, took this series against them. What do you think, you know, facing that Mets team, what the key will be, and how we can all kind of gang up on the Mets this season?
Well, it'll be interesting. It's been a tough start to the season for Daytona against St. Lucie. I believe they have lost now eight or nine straight games against the Mets dating back to the end of April. They opened the season against the Mets. They won one out of those first three games and then sort of had the same sort of issues in St. Lucie that they did here at Roger Dean back in April. Got walked off in the first game and lost some very tightly contested games and were swept in St. Lucie in a rain-shortened five-game series at the tail end of May. But it seems like the Mets roster has changed quite a bit since the last time the two teams met. The Mets will come to the Jack after the series wraps up on Sunday for July 4th on Monday, then the Tuesday off day before the series gets back into full swing on Wednesday. So it'll be interesting to see how things shake out. You know, a lot of the games for Daytona this season against the Mets have been on the road, where, as I've said, the Tortugas have not had their most success this season. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out coming next week when the Mets come to town, considering how much the rosters have changed since the last time the two teams faced off.
Yeah, it's changed since the last time Palm Beach faced you guys. What are, as far as the fans, what players should they be looking out for on the tour to get us?
Yeah, it'll be interesting in this series. Tyler Callahan, who's one of the top 30 prospects in the system, was transferred to High A Dayton here on Tuesday. Jay Allen II, who's a local product from Fort Pierce, went to John Carroll Catholic High School. Unfortunately, placed on the IL on Tuesday with a right oblique strain. Nothing serious, but he won't be available for Daytona in this series. So if you look at the roster, there are no definitive prospects in the starting lineup or among the position players for the Tortugas coming into this series. Michelle Triana, who signed for seven figures coming out of Cuba, has played extremely well as of late since coming back at the tail end of that Lakeland series. Hayden Jones is on a six-game hitting streak coming into tonight. He has homered in three of the last games dating back to last Sunday against Lakeland. He's been red hot. And Jack Rogers, who came down, joined the team during the previous series against Palm Beach at the tail end of May from High A Dayton, has reached base in 22 of his last 24 games, including a grand slam in the game against Jupiter on Thursday night. So he's been the most potent stick for Daytona lately. I'm very curious to see how he does. It'll be his first start in the leadoff spot tonight for Daytona. But a lot of the prospects right now for Daytona on the pitching side, Chase Petty going tonight, first round pick from last year. He's the consensus top prospect right now on Daytona's active roster. And then you got Julian Aguiar, Hunter Parks, Kevin Abel, a lot of different arms who will go in this series, particularly bulk pitchers that will be either starter or throwing chunk innings in relief in this series. So not a whole lot of quote-unquote prospects among the position players right now, but some guys that are swinging some good sticks, and then there's a lot of talented pitchers that will grace the mound during the course of this week.
Thank you so much for joining me here on the pregame show, Justin.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me.
And I'll send it back up to the booth. Lisa Pride here.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals. Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. I do hear a little echo here. I'm not sure if it's going out on air right now, but I am working on it, so stick with us here at the Dean. Game one of a six-game set on the hill for the Cardinals. It's the Enohan Paniagua, the righty on the hill. First up for the Tortugas is the right fielder, Jack Rogers. No balls, two strikes. Rogers at the plate, landing 316, 18 runs batted in. He has three home runs. Here's the 0-2. That one's low and away. Behind the plate, it's Austin Snow. Chase Ubers is the infield umpire here today on our complex game, as we have no fans in the stands for game one of the six-game set. Paniagua goes upstairs with the heat. Rogers swings and misses.
Now batting is the shortstop, number one, Brandon.
So receiving Paniagua today is Leonardo Bernal. Brady Whalen is at first. Darlene Moquette at second. Jeremy Rivas at short, and Sonder Moore at third base. From left to right in the outfield, it's Matt Chamberlain, Adonson Cruz, and Elijah Cabell. That's the defense for the Palm Beach Cardinals here today on Tuesday. One ball and no strikes, as Stephen Layton, the shortstop, comes to the plate batting 254. The 1-0, swing and a miss. For the visiting Daytona Tortugas, Rogers is leading things off. Layton at the plate right now, the shortstop. In the number three spot is the first baseman, Michelle Triana. In the cleanup spot for the Tortugas, it's the designated hitter, Yasiel Pino. Inside, check swing, it's a strike, 1-2 the count to Layton. The catcher, Hayden Jones, after Pino. Then it's the left fielder, Jamal Aguin, and the Paniagua delivers another strike, catches Layton, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Paniagua.
First baseman, number 18, Michelle Triana.
There's two down. That'll bring up Michelle Triana. So in the 7, 8, and 9 spots for the Tortugas, it's Austin Callahan, the third baseman, then the center fielder, Fidel Castro, and the second baseman, Luis Chevalier. So Rogers, Layton, Triana, Pino, Jones, Oguin, Callahan, Castro, and Chevalier. Two balls, no strikes to Triana. Paniagua on the hill, the righty, leads the team in ERA with a 2.43 and also 83 strikeouts. Just tack on two more as he struck out Rogers and Layton already, so he has 85 on the season. Here's the pitch. That one catches the corner on the outside. Three balls and one strike here to Triana, who's batting 219. The kick, the pitch, that misses outside. So that will be the first walk allowed by Paniagua here today. First runner aboard for their Tortugas. We're in the first inning.
Yasiel Pino
will step in. He's the number four hitter in the lineup for the Tortugas. Pino batting 321 from the right side, facing Paniagua. So we've got the righty on righty matchup. First pitch, fouls it out of play to the right side. It is a gorgeous day here at the ballpark in Jupiter, Florida. Lots of blue skies and sunshine. Flags are flapping and right. There goes the runner, the throw to second base. It's off the mark, but still somehow Moquette brings it back in to place the tag, but it's not in time. So Triana picks up a stolen base here after walking in the first with two outs. Paniagua last pitched last Thursday against the Mets. That was a great week for the Cardinals. They won all six games, took the six-game sweep. One ball, two strikes to Pino. Paniagua delivers, and little tap or foul by Pino. So still 1-2 the count. So Paniagua, his last outing, went six innings, allowed seven hits, three runs, all earned, walked a batter, hit a batter, but struck out eight. Breaking ball, waiting on it is Pino. He pops it up, and that'll come out of play into the stands behind the backstop. So Pino once again staying alive at the plate. The count remains one ball and two strikes. Two down, Paniagua working on Pino. He looks the runner back at second, kicks, delivers, that's wide at the plate. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs to Pino. Pani faced the Tortugas twice already this season. The first time in April, pitched six innings, allowed only one hit and no earned runs as Paniagua misses low and away, so the count goes full on Pino. That was a great outing, his first outing against Daytona. Six strikeouts in six innings. The second time around, though, in May on the 29th, 4 1/3, as Paniagua misses, and he's got back-to-back strikeouts and now back-to-back walks. Pino advanced to first base. Triano stays at second.
The catcher is number 24, Hayden Jones.
So at two down, the catcher, Hayden Jones, will step in. He's batting 246 on the season. He has a runner in scoring position right now, and he's already driven in 16 this season. The wind is flapping, or actually the flags are flapping. The wind is blowing in right field. Before it was blowing a little left to right, a nice little breeze. Now it's definitely gusting in right field. Runners at first and second. This ball is going against the wind, lifted into right. That will go foul. Thank goodness it's going foul. That ball had the distance. No balls, one strike. That's a long strike off the bat of Jones. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1 chopper, right side. It's a slow roller, could be trouble. Coming in as a second baseman, that's Moquette. He uses his glove and then throws the ball from his glove to first base because he had no time for the transfer to his hand. It's in time. Whalen squeezes it. That retires Jones as he grounds out. We'll head to the bottom of the first, and I'll work on this audio too. And there is still no score on the board. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Time today. Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to the Dean. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Still working here on our audio. But we've got one down. Chase Petty is on the hill for the Tortugas. Darlene Moquette grounded out to second. Matt Chamberlain is at the plate right now. For the Palm Beach Cardinals, Chamberlain batting from the left side. We've got a righty and lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Inside. Little foul tip back into the backstop behind home plate. So one ball and two strikes to Chamberlain. The left fielder is batting .244 in the season. He's got a couple of home runs. Here's the 1-2. Tap to the right side. Foul. The lineup for the Cardinals after Moquette, Chamberlain at the plate right now. Then it's the first baseman, Brady Whalen. The designated hitter, Aaron McKeithen, will follow. The shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, after McKeith and Ball thrown two balls and two strikes to Chamberlain. The catcher, Leonardo Bernal, is in the sixth spot. The 7-8-9 hard ground ball to the right side. Little trouble for the first baseman as he spins around, tries to get the ball into his hand. Finally does, throws it to first as the pitcher covers. That's Petty. And Chamberlain will be retired after grounding out to first. We're going to get this settled down soon as I make sure I get all these audio levels now. This is a little tricky for me, but we're getting it down. I'm hoping everyone can hear it really well. Doesn't sound the greatest to me, but we've got all nine innings, right, to work this out. So far, the Cardinals, two outs in the bottom of the first. No score, no hits for either team. Brady Whalen at the plate right now. As I was going through the lineup, let me just go through it really quickly with two outs. So Moquette, Chamberlain, Whalen, McKeith and Rivas, Bernal. Ball hit to the right side there. That is also fielded, and that will have the Cardinals going down in order as Moquette grounded out, and so did Chamberlain and Whalen, all to the right side, either to the second baseman or the first baseman. So it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We're coming back stronger than ever in the second. No score on the board. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the second, and just like the Cardinals, we're settling down here in the booth. This is Lisa Pride. Thank you so much for joining me on game one of this six-game set. Jamal O'Ginn is already out as he flied out to center, so one down on the ground. That's a hard hit ball to Brady Whalen. He'll take it himself as Callahan is retired as he grounds out to first.
Now batting is the center fielder, number 20, Fidel.
It's always
Astra.
Fun when you have technical difficulties right at the beginning of the broadcast. With everything else going on here too today. But like I said, we're getting it settled down here. We've got two outs. Paniagua is having a great day on the hill. Fidel Castro is at the plate. Righty on lefty matchup. Castro batting 200 on the season. Paniagua goes in, establishing his fastball and the inside part of the plate, trying to get Castro to back out. Castro not liking that call, but it's ABS day. Automatic balls and strikes. Foul ball, and it hits the tip of Castro. All right, we're going to settle down here as I got to get all these names out down right. But Castro, the tip of his spike, he hops around. There's two down. One ball, two strikes to Castro. He's the number eight hitter in the lineup for the Tortugas. Breaking ball that just gets away from Paniagua. That's way wide of the plate. Castro's not fishing after that one. Two and two the count. Paniagua kicks, delivers. Ball lifted up into center field. On the run goes Cruz. He'll call off Cabell in right, makes the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here as Castro flies out to center field. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base this inning. We go to the bottom of the second, still zeros on the board.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. We're on the bottom of the second. Aaron McKeithen, who was hot all last series, eight hits against the St. Lucie Mets, was on a five-game hit streak that stopped Monday, the day off, has started a new streak here today, leading off in the second. A liner down the left field line, and McKeithen with a stand-up double. Here in the second, then Jeremy Rivas steps in but gets hit by a pitch as Chase Petty remains on the hill here for the Daytona Tortugas. He's the first-round draft pick by the Tortugas just last year in 2021. So two runners aboard with no outs. Leonardo Bernal steps up to the plate. The catcher batting .235 this season. He's driven in a pair and has one right now at second base. That's McKeithen. Petty from the stretch delivers fastball. This one's lifted up in the air to center field. Incoming is Castro. Shades to his right. Makes the grab, and that keeps McKeithen as second as Castro has eyes on McKeithen all the way. So Bernal pops up into short left center. One down. That'll bring up the third baseman, Sonder Mora. After Mora, it's Cabell, then Cruz. Mora, the number seven hitter in the lineup. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. The Tortugas' Petty peeks in, gets the signs, then delivers. First pitch, pop-up. This one's flying into the stands behind home plate. So no balls and a strike on Mora. Mora batting .168. He's driven in nine. Has three home runs this season. the Cardinals swept the series against the St. Lucie Mets. And it just wasn't any St. Lucie team at all, but the first place St. Lucie Mets, who had at times the best record in the Florida State League, not just in the East Division here, and at times during the first half was one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. So that was a big feat for the Cardinals to come home and win six in a row. One ball and one strike to Moore, the pitch delivered. This one's lifted into right field. Coming in is Rogers. He'll make the running grab, and once again, McKeithen stays at second, Rivas at first base. Yeah. Now there's two outs as Petty has gotten both Purnell and Moore to pop up. The wind blowing in, and when I say it's blowing in, it is gusting in right field. So any ball lifted up into the outfield and picking up on that wind is just going to kind of hang there. Might even be trouble for the outfielders as it's getting pushed more into the infield as that last fly ball by Mora. That'll bring up Elijah Cabell. He had a 3-for-3 night against the St. Lucie Mets last series. One ball, no strikes to Cabell. Crews on deck. Then we'll be back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. It was a 1-2-3 first inning. Here in the second, couple of runners aboard here for Palm Beach. Cabell swings, hits the ball into the screen behind home plate. 1-1 the count. We do have a couple of fans in the stands scattered here and there as family and friends can attend. Scouts and staff by both teams also wandering the stands, sitting down as the sun is starting to set. We have some shadows, actually, as the sun goes behind some clouds and is actually, and the breeze coming in from right field actually makes it a really nice day here at the ballpark. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Petty looks the runner back at second, delivers, breaking ball misses. Tuesday and Wednesday are ABS days. The automatic balls and strike system is used. The umpire in his ear will hear if the pitch is a ball or a strike. And then we go to the challenge days. Well, the umpires are making the balls and strikes call, but then the pitcher, catcher, and hitter can challenge it using the ABS. Swing foul tip. It drops. Actually, must not even tipped against it. As Cabell goes down swinging, that'll leave two stranded. So no runs on one hit, no errors, two men left on base. We'll go to the top of the third, and it'll be 9-1-2 for the Tortugas. Still scoreless here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pop up into center field. Lead Zane's off here for the Tortugas. It's Luis Chevalier, who is retired as he pops up to cruise in center. Lots of pop-ups. It's hard to hit the ball when you lift it in the air against the wind. We're back up to the top of the order. Jack Rogers steps in. Rogers batting from the left side as he's facing the righty Paniagua. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's lifted. Everybody's going into the air today. It'll be a pop-up. Onto the left side it goes. Matt Chamberlain waits. Moves a little to his left, then his right, then retires as he squeezes the ball into his glove. So Jack Rogers pops up into left. There's two down. Panny likes that. He's only thrown a few pitches so far this inning. He's 4-4 in the season, 2.43 ERA. This is Paniagua's 14th start on the season. Coming into today with 74 innings pitched, he had 83 strikeouts. We'll tack on a couple more innings and a few more strikeouts. Struck out the first two batters he faced here today. Working on strikeout number three here as Stephen Layton swings and misses. 1-1 the count with two down. The 1-1, and that one misses. 2-1 to Layton. Layton is 0-1 today as he did strike out his first trip up to the plate. Paniagua working quick even with the clock limiting him. I think he's quicker than the clock. Ball's fouled into the stands. First hits the roof above the suites, bounces around. No kids here tonight to run after the balls. A 2-2 lazy swing by Layton. And once again, he'll go down on strikes. So it's a 1-2-3 inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. And Paniagua picks up his third strikeout tonight, giving him 86 on the season. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Cruz, Moquette, and Chamberlain are coming to the plate for the Cardinals. We're still looking for a score. It's 0-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit.
Welcome back to the Dean. For the Cardinals, it's a dancing cruise. One ball, two strikes to the center fielder. The number nine hitter in the lineup is facing Chase Petty, the righty for the Tortugas. For the first time today, Petty delivers way wide of the plate. Two balls and two strikes. You don't need the ABS for that. We'll be back up to the top of the order after Cruz. Moquette Chamberlain will step in for the Cardinals. Petty Jones is the battery mate. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Count full now to Cruz. At first base, it's Michelle Triana. Luis Chevalier at second. Stephen Layton at short. Austin Callahan at third. From left to right in the outfield for the Tortugas, it's Ogun, Castro, and Rogers as Petty. Fastball gets away from him as it goes to the head of Cruz, who ducks down. That'll be the fourth ball to Cruz as he'll take a short walk to first base. So the leadoff runner is aboard for the second time tonight for the Cardinals. As McKeithen led off in the second with a double, Cruz walks here to lead things off. We're back up to the top of the order, though. Moquette, Chamberlain, and Whalen all grounded out back in the first. Moquette getting another chance. This time, he hits the ball on the ground, but it squeaks through the infield into left. So Moquette is aboard with a base hit. Moquette going after the first pitch delivered by Petty, and he picks up the second Cardinals hit here tonight. Cruz now on second base with Moquette at first. Matt Chamberlain will step in. He's 0 for 1 today. Chase Petty, the righty, is 6'1", 190, only 19 years of age, and he turned 19 just at the very beginning of this season in April on the 4th, so he's 19 all season. Drafted last year in the first round, a big lead by Cruz. The ball thrown to second base, and the tag applied, so Cruz is out at second. He's picked off. One down. Matt Chamberlain, the 0-1 pitch to Chamberlain as Petty looks in, gets the signs from the stretch, kicks and delivers. Breaking ball. Chamberlain hits this one foul out of play. So we were talking about Petty being drafted last year. First round draft pick by the Twins, actually. Now he's in the Reds organization out of Malin Regional. That's in Lynnwood, New Jersey High School. 0-2 this season, 3.64 ERA. Another foul ball to the left side. No balls, two strikes on Chamberlain. Petty's appeared in now 14 games for the Tortugas. This is his ninth start. In 47 innings pitched before tonight, he has 44 strikeouts. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Chamberlain will go down swinging. That's the second out here tonight for the Cardinals in the third. And Brady Whalen will step at the first baseman. 0-for-1 here today as he grounded out back in the first. Petty delivers. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Missing, one ball and no strikes. On deck is Aaron McKeithen, who led off the second with a double. Petty pitched against the Cardinals here at Roger Dean back on April 15th. A breaking ball, check swing. The home plate umpire asks for help, and it's a called strike. One ball and two strikes to Whalen. So back on April 15th, when Petty pitched against the Cardinals, he pitched three innings, allowed two hits, a run. It wasn't earned. Did not walk any and struck out three. Then Petty faced the Cardinals once again, this time at home. That was in May on the 28th. 3 2/3 innings pitched as ball delivered inside. 2-2 is the count. So 3 2/3 innings by Petty. Three hits, two runs, all earned. Again, no walks and struck out six in that contest. The 2-2, there goes the runner. Check swing, here goes the throw to second. Tag applied and strike at the plate. So Whalen goes down on strikes, and that's the third out of the inning. No runs. One hit. No errors. One man left on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth. It is still 0-0. Daytona, no hits, no runs. The Palm Beach Cardinals, two hits and no runs. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking...
We're back here in the top of the fourth. Thank you so much for listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Michelle Triana at the plate. He walked back in the first. Ball lifted into left field. It will drop in right by the line. So Triana is aboard for the second time tonight, this time with a base hit to left. The sun came behind the clouds, and it is now in the eyes of every fielder out there. Probably not the catcher, Bernal, and maybe not for Mora either, but everybody else has a lot of sun coming in on their right side or right in their eyes, and that ball was tricky. It was a blooper that dropped by the line in left into short left field. Triana's aboard. This one won't be hard, though. Pino, first pitch, pops it up right by first base. Brady Whalen shades his eyes, makes the catch, and Pino is retired as he pops up to first. One down, runner remains at first base. That'll bring up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones grounded out back in the first. What a great play by Moquette, too. It was a weak roller. Moquette just had to keep coming in. Otherwise, it was just going to kind of fall in there as an infield base hit. Paniagua goes after the first pitch, and on the run is Chamberlain. He can't catch up with it. So Triano from second, rounding third. Now here comes the throw. It won't be in time and actually gets by the catcher, Bernal, advancing Jones to third base. But Triana has scored, and their Tortugas have taken the 1-0 lead off the bat of Hayden Jones. So Hayden Jones lifted the ball into left. It was trouble for Chamberlain. He couldn't catch up with it. Had to get it off the bounce, off the wall. In the meantime, Triana from first base went all the way around to score. Throw wasn't in time, and then it even got by the catcher, Bernal. So Jones picking up the RBI, and the Tortugas have the 1-0 lead here in the fourth. Jamal O'Ginn at the plate, batting 244, flied out to left, or actually center field, back in the second. Runner at third base right now, it's Jones. He just drove in Triana. Paniagua delivers, that's low, so 1-1 the count to the left fielder. The pitch, strike call. Drop by Bernal, but stays right by him, so the runner stays at third. Paniagua started the game off by striking out the first two batters that he faced. Then, as the ball hits up the middle, Paniagua looks the runner back at third base, throws to the catcher, who runs in down the line and tags Jones. So a good play there by Paniagua. That's two outs now, and Ogin is aboard with the fielder's choice. But a great job as the ball, a couple bounces to Paniagua as it came back to him on the hill. He fielded it cleanly, knew the runner was probably going to come, saw him advance, threw to the catcher Bernal, who then ran down Jones back to third and caught him in time. So a good heads-up play by the Cardinal defense. Nice job, 1-2. Ogin at first base, Austin Callahan at the plate. The third baseman grounded out back in the second. 0-for-1 today. No balls and one strike to Callahan. Another strike delivered by Paniagua. Callahan batting .235 on the season. Tortugas have the 1-0 lead. And no hits coming into this inning. Now have 2 and 1 run. The Cardinals have 2 hits, but no runs. Jones double, drove in Triana, who led off the fourth with the base hit. Jones advanced to third base on a throwing error by Rivas, the shortstop, then tried to advance on the fielder's choice off the bat of Ogin, but Jones was caught and tagged out by the catcher. A 1-2 play there. So there's 2 down, Callahan at the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Wind still kicking up and right blowing in. Paniagua delivers inside, swing and a miss as Bernal hangs on to it. So Callahan goes down swinging. 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, and 1 man left on base. We'll go to the home half of the fourth for the Cardinals. It'll be McKeithen, Rivas, and Bernal. The Tortugas have the 1-0 lead here in game one. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jeremy Rivas.
Welcome back. We are in the bottom of the fourth, already one out as Aaron McKeithen led things off. He flied out to right just right now. Jeremy Rivas will step in the shortstop. He was hit by a pitch back in the second. Pitch delivered. One ball and no strikes here to Rivas. Petty delivers again. Swing and a miss. One and one the count. On deck is Bernal, so it was McKeithen, Rivas, and Bernal here in the fourth. Here's the 1-1. Petty misses low and away. 2-1 the count. So far through 3 1/3 innings, Petty's given up 2 hits but no runs. Has walked one, hit a batter, but has struck out 3. Petty fastball in the corner. Strike called on Rivas. 2-2 the count. Here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat. It's lifted into right. Wind is gusting, and it moves the ball into the dugout of the Palm Beach Cardinals, picked up by one of the relievers on one hop. He's looking that ball over and keeping it, not throwing it back in either. Wind still gusting. The sun once again hides behind some clouds. We have more cloud coverage coming in. There was a lot of blue skies. Only a few white clouds when the game started, and now we've got a lot of clouds covering the sky here at the Dean. The 2-2 going foul as the wind just keeps gusting from right. That's kind of pushing these clouds over. You can see them just moving quickly here at the Dean in the outfield. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That's the fourth strikeout victim for Petty here today. So two down, Leonardo Bernal will step in. He popped up to center field back in the second. Bernal batting from the left side as he faces the righty Petty. Petty has a green glove that matches the Tortuga's colors. Inside, it's like the dark green and matching the jersey that Petty and the Tortugas are wearing here today. The outside, though, is that fluorescent green, that day glow green. Hard hit, right side. Couple of hops. Picked up by Triana. He steps on the base. Bernal is retired as he grounds out to third. Well, we're going to the top of the fifth. Before I cough my way out of here, it's a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Tortugas.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Always gotta love those dad jokes. Deep fly ball to right. Going back is Cabell all the way to the warning track, and he makes the grab right at the fence.
Jack Rogers,
that was
seven,
off the bat of the second baseman, Luis Chevalier. So a deep fly ball. And there's two down as Fidel Castro led things off here for the Tortugas in the fifth. He went down looking. Paniagua picks up his fifth strikeout tonight. So quickly, two down. We're back up to the top of the order for the Tortugas. Jack Rogers steps in. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. Boy, I hope my coughing is done for the day. What a night it has been here. I'm glad that Paniagua is doing a lot better than myself and even Petty on the hill. I think, and I hope we've gotten through the rough patches with the audio and then my coughing attack. I try to dust everything off, too, before a broadcast. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch inside. Rogers turns away, gets out of the way of that pitch. So 1-2 the count. I try, though, to come in. I try to dust everything off. You know, Monday, the day off. Into center, way over the head of Cruz. That'll put Rogers at second. Now he's rounding second and going to third as Cruz finally gets the ball to the cutoff man. So with two down, Jack Rogers legs out a triple
shortstop
to center field.
Brandon
Cruz had no chance for that. The ball hit well over his head, and he just, right from the start, he read it and just kept running back to that 400 mark in center field. The ball just dropping short of that, hit off the fence, and Jack Rogers, with his speed, is at third base. Stephen Layton goes after the first pitch, lifts that into left for the fly out. So Rogers will be stranded at third base. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left on base. It's still a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Tortugas. We're going to the home half of the fifth. Mora, Cabell, and Cruz. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
We're back here in the bottom of the fifth. Mora, Cabell, Cruz for the Cardinals. Mora, first pitch, swings and misses. Petty remains on the hill, as I mentioned, the Tortugas, wearing their road grays, gray pants. No balls, two strikes here in Amora. With their dark green jerseys, the 0-2, and that one misses low and away. Moore watching it all the way, 1-2 the count. Tortugas have the dark green caps to match their jerseys. The pitch framed nicely by Jones, but missing low, 2-2. It looks like everyone for the Tortugas likes to wear their pants down low, too. Don't see any high socks at all. Base hit up the middle. Moore safe at first base. So he's 1-for-2 today with a single here to lead things off in the fifth. The Cardinals, McKeithen doubled in the second to lead things off, but the Cardinals came up empty. Cruz walked in the third to lead things off, but still the Cardinals could not find a way to score a run. Now trying to do it here in the fifth as Moore leads off with a base hit. First pitch swinging at it is Cabell. He fouls it. I think he fouls it off himself somewhere as he goes down to the ground. Back up though, steps out of the box, takes a breath, and then steps back in. It's getting very cloudy here at the Dean, as the sun is starting to set. On the left side of the diamond, there's also a lot of clouds. Hard hit left side, scooped up by the third baseman. Callahan throws to second to get the lead runner. And then the relay throw over to first is in time. So Cabell hitting into the double play. There's two down. That'll bring up Adenson Cruz. Cruz walked back in the third. So 5-4-3. First pitch. Hard hit. Gets the bullpen of the visiting Tortugas up out of their aluminum seats there. Ball was roped into the bullpen. Petty delivers low and away to the righty at the plate, Cruz. One ball, one strike, two outs. 1-0 ball game in favor of the visiting Tortugas. Here's the 1-1 off the end of the bat, a pop up to right, could be trouble. Second baseman, first baseman, and right fielder all converging. Chevalier has a bead on it, and he makes the grab just before the ball falls, or could fall rather, to the grass. So Cruz is retired as he pops up to the second baseman, Chevalier. So it's a 1-2-3 inning with the help of a double play. We go to the sixth, still 1-0. The Cardinals are down by one. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Top of the sixth, 1-0 in favor of the visiting Tortugas. Paniagua delivers swing and a miss to Michelle Triana, who is 1-for-1 today. One ball, two strikes on the first baseman. Walks, stole a base, swing and a miss here, and he will go down swinging. That's six strikeouts for Paniagua through five and a third innings. Yasiel Pino will step in. He walked back in the first, then popped up in the fourth. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch coming back into the screen, so no balls and a strike. Both teams have three hits apiece, but the Tortugas have the one-run advantage as it's a 1-0 ball game. No action in the bullpen for the Cardinals, but there is a pitcher up in the bullpen for the Tortugas. Breaking ball. Popped up right side, right on the bullpen mound. And Brady Whalen makes the catch. So Pino is retired as he pops up to Whalen out there right on the mound of the bullpen for the Cardinals. That gets so tricky. The ball was hit to the right side and either side, left or right, into the bullpen areas. It's wide open, so you really have to know and kind of take peeks to see where you're at. Aiden Jones lifts the ball into the outfield. On the run is Chamberlain as he makes the grab in left center. Another 1-2-3 inning. Down go the Tortugas for Palm Beach. In the home half, we're back up to the top of the order. Moquette, Chamberlain, and Whalen as Daytona leads 1-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
That's when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here at the Dean, new pitcher on the hill for the Daytona Tortugas. It's the righty, Jose Franco. Franco first facing the top of the order. Darlene Moquette at the plate. Then it's Chamberlain and Whalen. Two balls delivered to the leadoff hitter, Moquette, who is 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the third. Franco high leg kick, then delivers right over the top for the strike on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 the count. Franco 6'2", 239, 21 years of age. Played for the Tortugas last season and was acquired by the Reds in the international as an international free agent in 2018. 3-1 the count to Moquette. So Moquette will take first base as he walks down the line, the first batter that Franco faced, and he walks him. Matt Chamberlain will step in. He's 0-2 here today. Righty on lefty matchup. Franco delivers. That one misses as Chamberlain takes it. The 1-0 pitch delivered, and the count becomes 2-0 to Chamberlain. It's a 1-0 ball game. Both teams have 3 hits apiece, but Daytona has the 1 run, so 1-0 in favor of the Tortugas. The Cardinals, the hottest team in the league right now, swept the St. Lucie Mets, and it was a crazy series because it was still first half and second half, so the first half ended within that series and the second half started. The Cardinals have won 12 of their last 15. They've been on a great streak on the road and then now here at home. Just 1 game below 500 right now, whereas back just on May 25th, they were 14-27. 3 straight balls. This one misses 2, so make it 4 straight balls delivered to Chamberlain, and that's back-to-back walks. Moquette advances to second, Chamberlain now at first. The pitching coach for the Tortugas will go out to the mound and talk things over with his reliever. The manager for Daytona is Googie Dawkins. The pitching coach is Todd Nesecto. The hitting coach, Gerald Brinkley. The bench coach, Lenny Harris. Outfield and base running coach is Jeffrey Ciara. They've even got a development coach who coaches first base, I think, Cody White. A lot of coaches here for the Tortugas. We're on the Cardinals side. Well, manager Gary Kendall leads the team. The hitting coach, Kadeem Octave, and the pitching coach is Giovanni Carrara. Brady Hall, an assistant coach here with the Cardinals, too. Jose Franco this season is 1-3, 4.83 ERA. He'll face the third batter here, Brady Whalen, who swings and misses, 0-1 the count. Moquette at second, Chamberlain at first, both walked. Franco just came in this inning in relief of Chase Petty. The 0-1 pop-up coming back, that'll go out of play. So Franco's appeared in 13 games. He has started 7. 50 and a third innings of work, allowed 54 hits, 27 runs all earned. 8 homers, hit a couple batters, walked 23, but has struck out 67 and 50 and a third. Opponents batting 277 against him. Lifted into left center, both outfielders there. Ogin calling off Castro, then throws into second after making the catch. Moquette, Chamberlain have to stay right where they are. And Whalen is retired as he flies out to left center. One down. Aaron McKeithen will step in. He's 1 for 2 today. Doubled his first trip up to the plate in the second, then flied out to right in the fourth. Wind has died down a little bit out and right. Little breeze, but not gusting like it was before. Franco delivers first pitch to McKeithen for the strike. 0-1 the count with one down. Still lots of clouds out there in the outfield as the sun is setting to the left side. You can see the sun peeking through a little bit, but not shining down on the field here at the Dean. Throw to second base quickly. Moquette has to get back. 1-1. Daytona up 1-0. Daytona is actually on a 13-game road losing streak, where the Palm Beach Cardinals have a great home win streak. They've won 8 in a row. 6 when they've returned, you know, they won 2 before they hit the road, and then 6 as soon as they came back. So the Tortuga's not really having much luck on the road, where Palm Beach has an excellent win streak going on right now here at home. 1-2. McKeithen gets some wood on it, but it shoots foul right by the Cardinals' dugout. I think I've lost internet about 4 times today. Still not coming up. Must be one of those days. I haven't been here for a Tuesday, I don't think, all season. So Tuesdays are the days where everything just kind of shuts down and gets ready for our game 2 on Wednesday when the fans are here. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball delivered by Franco McKeithen. Second out here. First strikeout victim for Franco. So after walking Moquette and Chamberlain, Franco gets Waylon to fly out. McKeithen, he strikes him out. It'll be up to Jeremy Rivas. The Cardinals have left runners stranded in 3 of the 5 innings right now. Have left 4 stranded, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and then 1 in the fifth. Have the same amount of hits as Daytona, but no runs to show for it yet. No balls and a strike to Rivas. The Cardinals wearing their red jerseys, white pants. So both teams have the Christmas colors on. We've got red against green. Cardinals do not have any piping or stripes on the side of their pants. The Tortugas do. I don't know if Franco does, though. I noticed that Petty did. It doesn't look like Franco has any piping. I don't know if my window and the netting just make it hard to see or not. Lights on here at the ballpark. 1-2, 2 outs to Rivas. Runners at first and second. Franco delivers. Foul ball hit out of play. Wind starting to pick up. Now it's blowing right to left. Still, internet's down. Come on, I know it could come back. Franco takes a breath, looks at the runner at second, then delivers way inside. 2-2 to Rivas, who was hit by a pitch in the second. So he makes sure he gets out of the way with that pitch, then struck out in the fourth. All right, let's see if we can get this internet up. I'm working on it just like the Cardinals are working on driving in a run. Franco delivers. That one goes way outside. 3-2 the count to Rivas. And it's back. I hope the Cardinals are back on the board. There's runners at first and second. Rivas, batting 257, has driven in 21 this season. He's got number, or 20 rather. He's already going ahead for number 21, who's at the second base. That's Moquette. The payoff pitch, there goes to Moquette to third, and the ball's hit out of play over by the Cassidy Cool Zone. Such a quiet day here at the ballpark. It's a complex game. No tickets sold on Tuesdays. It's the only day. No, 2 days. Tuesdays and Sundays are the days no tickets are sold to fans. Here comes the payoff pitch. That one misses, and the bases are loaded here for the Cardinals. Leonardo Bernal will step up with the bases loaded. Moquette to third, Chamberlain at second, Rivas at first base. All aboard because they were walked by Franco, who came in just this inning to relieve Chase Petty. The book's been closed on Petty as he went 5 innings, allowed 3 hits, no runs. Walked just one, also hit a batter, struck out 4. His ERA is now 3.29. That's Chase Petty. The lefty Bernal is at the plate. 1 ball and no strikes to the catcher, who's 0-2 today. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for the strike as Bernal takes it. Another reliever is getting up, stretching, and getting ready to throw in the bullpen for Daytona. 1 ball, 1 strike, the kick. The pitch, a swing, and a foul tip right by the plate. So the Cardinals have a great opportunity right here with the bases loaded. They've left 4 stranded already here today. Everybody is on base because they've been walked here in the 6th inning. Bernal at the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted up into the air into right. Going back is the right fielder, Rogers. He can't make the grab because guess what? It's over the fence. A grand slam off the bat of Leonardo Bernal. We talked about the gusting wind. Well, the wind died down just at the perfect time as Bernal lifted that ball into right field. The Cardinals are up 4-0 as Bernal touches the plate, then does a little skip kick. Yeah, I loved it. We've got the fans here. Might be a small number, but they're mighty. 4-1. The Cardinals take over the lead here in the 6th. Sonder Moore steps in, righty on righty matchup. First pitch strike, second pitch swing and a miss. 0-2 the count with 2 outs. So Moquette led off. He walked. Chamberlain followed him with a walk. Then Whalen flied out. McKeithen struck out. Rivas walked again. 3 straight walks to load the bases. Then Bernal got a pitch that he liked, sent it over the right field wall. Grand slam. The Cardinals are up 4-1. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And Moore goes down swinging. That'll end the attack, but the Cardinals take the lead. 4-1 as we go to the top of the 7th here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I'm with you, yeah, it's team us. Every flaw, you know I'm embracing them all. Whenever you call, I'm gon' slide, boom, drive by. I'll break the fall, right behind or beside you. You kept it G, so girl, I know you're the one. So if I get across that line with you, I'll do whatever it takes, girl, I'll be on my way. Ain't no second guessing, girl, I got a thing for you. You a queen, get your king, join the team, get a girl, ring. Let me make you mine, all mine. Why are we wasting time? I'm done banging your line. I'm trying to put in time, no lie. Girl, why you so damn fine? I can tell it took its time. You make me wanna come through, yeah. You make me wanna tell the world about you, yeah. Girl, I can't wait to love you, touch you, yeah. Girl, you make me wanna turn you to a mama.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the 7th inning. A big 4-1 lead here for the Cardinals. Jamal Ogins struck out, the leadoff hitter here in the 7th. Austin Callahan at the plate. Righty and lefty matchup. 2 balls, 1 strike. Paniagua goes inside. And that's third baseman has to hit the deck as the ball came way inside to Callahan. 3-1 the count. Paniagua delivers, misses, so after striking out Ogin, he walks Callahan. That's the only third batter that Paniagua has walked here today while he has struck out 6. Through 6 1/3. At the plate, Fidel Castro flies out. Let's see where it'll go. Into the corner disappears Chamberlain in left. So hard to see when he disappears behind the corner there from our broadcast booth. But with Castro coming back to home, that ball went out of play, I'm sure, on Chamberlain. So no balls and a strike here to Castro. I was talking about Paniagua. He has pitched 6 1/3, has only allowed 3 hits, a run. It was earned. Has walked a couple and struck out 7 now. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at first base, that's Callahan, who just walked. There is a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Boy, Paniagua, he was having a great day on the hill, and now he has the padding behind him with those 4 runs. Cardinals, 4 hits, 4 runs. It was a big hit off the bat of Barnell. Grand slam in the 6th. Cleared the bases and gave the Cardinals the 4-1 advantage. Ground ball to the second baseman. Throw to second to get the force out. The relay throw to first, not in time. So Castro aboard on the fielder's choice. Callahan out at second base. 4-6 play. So there's two
number
down.
Two, second baseman, Luis
the number 9 Chevalier. Hitter in the lineup here for Daytona. Luis Chevalier will step in. He's 0-2. I'll pop a Ben a fly out. Paniagua delivers, swing and a miss. Boy, Boy, the wind's starting to kick up again. This time it's blowing right to left, but then does like to blow in. And it just died down. At least the flags did. They weren't blowing when Barnell hit that grand slam, the home run over the Whitefield right field wall. Just seemed like, right? It was just all good timing there. Favor of the Cardinals. Here's the 1-1 inside right at the knees for the strike. 1-2 the count. Two down, Tortugas, three hits, one run. The Cardinals, four hits and four runs. The Tortugas are at that point where they're just not doing well on the road. This could be their 14th straight loss on the road if the score holds up for the next couple of innings. The Cardinals, they were going back and forth with Daytona as far as we only have four teams in the East Division. They were both kind of in the basement there at times, but the Cardinals were finding a way to win on the road. There was even a great no-hitter. Swing and a miss. That might be the end of Paniagua's day, but what a day it has been as Chevalier goes down swinging. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We will go to the bottom of the seventh. I don't think anyone's singing the seventh inning stretch here at the Dean, but you can definitely get up and stretch at home and sing the seventh inning stretch yourself. Grab some refreshments. We'll see you on the home half, the flip side, 4-1. The Cardinals up. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you.
Elijah Cabell at the plate, swing and a miss for strike number two. After Cabell, it's Cruz the Moquette. Jose Franco in hit for his second inning of relief work. The first one didn't go so well. Bottom of the sixth, just last inning. Well, he loaded the bases by walking Moquette, Chamberlain, and Rivas. And then Bernal came to the plate and hit a grand slam. And that's why it's 4-1. He goes right after Cabell, though, who swings and misses. That's the second time that Elijah has struck out here tonight. So one down, the Dancing Cruz will step in. Righty on righty matchup. Fastball delivered. Cruz goes after it, but sends it foul to the right side. Paniagua's day is probably over, as there is a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Panny threw seven innings, allowed only three hits and one run it was earned. Walked only three and struck out eight. No balls, two strikes. Franco had a good conversation with his pitching coach and who knows who else when he went back to the dugout after the bottom of the sixth, because he has now struck out Cabell and Cruz. Two down. Moquette will step up to the plate. Another righty-on-righty matchup. Moquette is the leadoff hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals. Darlene is 1-for-2, grounded out in the first, single to left in the third, walked in the sixth, and scored one of those four runs in the sixth inning. One ball, no strikes. Stadium lights on as the sun is setting. Lifted into left. That's a liner. On the run, though, is O'Ginn. He brings it in. Moquette is out as he lines out to the left fielder. That's a 1-2-3. What a big difference for the Cardinals and Franco, the pitcher for the Tortugas. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We head to the top of the eighth here at the Dean. Cardinals up 4-1. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Top of the eighth inning. Jack Rogers steps in. Then it'll be Leighton and Triana. New pitcher on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Hayes Heineke. One ball and one strike to Rogers, who is 1-for-3 today. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Strike delivered to Rogers. He's 6'2", 10 from Fayetteville, Georgia, 22 years of age, and was drafted last year in the 13th round. Fly ball to center, Cruz waiting on it. He makes the grab, so Rogers is retired for the third time tonight. First time after that big triple in the fifth. As he flies out to center. One down, that'll bring up Stephen Leighton. Strike delivered to Leighton, lefty on righty matchup now, 0-1 the count with one down. Daytona down by 3, 4-1 ball game. Deep fly ball, going back is Cruz, and he is running to his right, runs the ball down and makes the grab. So Leighton is retired as he flies out to center also. A lot of work for Cruz out there this inning. Wasn't as tough off the bat of Rogers, but Leighton, boy, he made Cruz work. A dance in going to his right. Sprinting back, just short of the warning track, too. Here's another lefty and lefty matchup as Triana at the plate. Michelle, the first baseman, walked, singled, and has struck out here today, so he's 1-for-2. Here's the 1-0. That one misses. Two balls and no strikes to Triana. The 2-0, and that one misses low. 3-0 the count with two outs. Rogers flied out, Layton flied out. Now Triana, he's being very patient at the plate. Heinicke kicks, delivers, and there's a strike on the outside edge. 3-1 the count. Hayes went to Wolford College. He was drafted by the Cardinals in round number 13, swing and a miss. So the count now full on Triana. Three straight balls delivered by Heinicke, but then Triana has now given Hayes new life. Inside, foul tip. Count remains full. Hayes is 3-3 on the season, 3.86 ERA. This is his 18th game with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he has two saves. The payoff pitch, inside breaking ball, freezes Triana, and he will go down looking on strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. The Cardinals up by 3-4-1. And Palm Beach has the advantage. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National...
And we're back here in the bottom of the eighth with the Cardinals leading 4-1. Matt Chamberlain at the plate. It's a righty and lefty matchup. No balls, two strikes. Chamberlain lifts this ball into left center. Waiting on it is Ogin. He makes the grab. And Chamberlain is retired as he flies out to left. One down, that'll bring up Brady Whalen. After Whalen, it's McKeithen. Brady's 0-3 tonight. He's grounded out, struck out, and flied out. Franco's still in. He's in his third inning of relief right now. His first inning, that sixth inning, was a struggle for him as he walked to load the bases and with two outs gave up a grand slam to Leonardo Bernal. With one swing of the bat, that made it a 4-1 ball game in favor of the good guys, the Palm Beach Cardinals. Whalen takes that pitch, one ball and one strike. Franco then, he went back in the dugout and came out firing. As Whalen sticks his bat out, that was a breaking ball to the outside part of the plate. And Whalen going to second base, slides in, here's the tag. And Brady is safe at second base. He went opposite into left field, and like I said, it wasn't much of a swing. He just reached out with his bat as the ball was breaking away from him, and he laced it out into left, then just took off running, used every bit of his speed to leg out that double, sliding in just under the tag. So Brady Whalen with one out is safe at second base. That'll bring up Aaron McKeithen, who doubled back in the second and is 1-for-3 tonight. Franco delivers, missing inside, 1-2. That's Brady's second double. I mean, not second. I'm looking at double at second base. 10th double on the season. McKeithen batting .264. He's hit a couple of homers, but he's driven in 13. 2-1. 4-1. Cardinals have the lead. Franco goes upstairs and misses. 3-0. Franco looking the runner back at second. Here's the pitch. That one misses upstairs. So 4 straight balls to McKeithen, and he'll be on base for the second time tonight. Runners at first and second here for the Cardinals with one out. Jeremy Rivas will step up. He was hit by a pitch in the second, struck out, then walked, scored a run in the sixth. Franco had no trouble last inning with the 8-9-1 hitters for the Cardinals, but now he's struggling with the top of the order, mid-order right now. First pitch delivered to Rivas, and that one misses. So 5 straight balls now delivered by Franco. Wind kicking up, blowing in and left to right, whatever it wants to do. Ground ball to the shortstop. Layton underhands it to the second baseman, Chevalier. The relay throw to first to Triana is in time. So the double play will end the inning here in the eighth. But the Cardinals are still hanging on to their 4-1 lead as we go to the top of the ninth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Yasiel Pino at the plate for the Daytona Tortugas. We're down by 3. 4-1 lead for the Cardinals. We're in the top of the ninth. Pino, the designated hitter, fouls the first pitch out of play. No balls and 1 strike. The designated hitter has walked. That was back in the first. Popped up twice after that. One ball and one strike as Hayes Heinicke remains in relief. Second inning of work for Hayes. Infield and outfield all playing straight away. To the righty at the plate, Pino. 1-2 the count. The pitch off the end of the bat, that will drop into center for a base hit. So Pino, the leadoff hitter here in the ninth for the Tortugas, leads off with a bloop single into center. That'll bring up Hayden Jones, who had a big double back in the fourth. Got to third base on an error, but then was picked off going home. Jones is 1-for-3, bats from the left side. Got the lefty and lefty matchup right now. First pitch, that one sails out of play. Runner at first base, no outs. No balls, one strike. Heinicke looks the runner back at first, who takes a secondary lead, a couple of hops. Delivers, swing and a miss. Jones, I think he's not the only one. I looked at the infield, outfield, and the Tortugas. They all wore their gray pants down low. Couldn't see any socks. But the catcher, Jones, he's got the solid green socks with his pants up high and the called strike on him. So does the designated hitter who's at first base.
Left fielder.
So one down. Heinicke picks up another strikeout, his second here through 1 1/3 innings. Jamal O'Ginn steps in, lefty and righty matchup. 0-for-3 today is the left fielder. First pitch delivered by Heinicke and misses. Wind gusting in right now from right field. Heinicke kicks, delivers at the knees. No, it's low, so 2-0 is the count. Jamal batting 241 with 22 ribbies on the season, couple of homers. The pitch, and that one is going out of play. Falls right behind the dugout for the Cardinals. Two balls, one strike, one out. Tomorrow we'll have fans in the stands on Wednesday. It is Silver Sluggers night. Fans 55 and older win prizes playing baseball bingo. Then on Thursday, it's always fun on Thirsty Thursday. Inside missing, 3-1 the count. $1, $2, and $3 beer specials. You can buy that special red cup and drink all night. Friday, we either have movie night, all-you-can-eat night, or dog days of summer. I think we're back up to movie night. We're close to it, at least, because we already had dog days, didn't we? Saturday, we've got the kids' club night. Fans 15 and under, you get all kinds of activities. I know they were just doing some tie-dyeing last week. Also, we have the rescheduled Unity in the Community LGBTQ Pride Night on Thursday, June 30th. The gates open at 5:30. The game starts at 6:30, and it's Dollar Beer Night. It's that Thirsty Thursday night. So come on out. It's a fundraiser benefiting the Compass Community Center. So that's Thursday, Pride Night. An inclusive night for everyone. The payoff pitch, heat upstairs, swing and a miss. And O'Ginn goes down swinging, so back-to-back strikeouts after the base hit off the bat of Pino. You know what's coming up, though, with July 4th weekend. We've got a little bit of change in our schedule. July 3rd and 4th is our Mega Bash nights. July 3rd, Daytona's still here. They'll see some fireworks after the game that night. And then on July 4th, we don't usually have games on Monday, but July 4th falls on a Monday. We'll have Tuesday off instead. And it'll be another Mega Bash day. So we have back-to-back days with fireworks, inflatables, games, everything fun for the family and kids, along with great baseball. Ball up the middle, gets by the pitcher, scooped up by Rivas, who throws it backhanded to Moquette. But Moquette drops the ball. And so Pino is safe at second base, and Callahan is aboard with the fielder's choice. That was a tough play up the middle. It did not roll very quickly. Heinicke couldn't get it, but Rivas was backing him up, and right behind second base, he stopped the ball, then flipped it up to Moquette, who dropped it, and that has two runners safe here at first and second for the Tortugas with two outs. Fidel Castro, a righty, steps in. Castro's the center fielder. Hitless tonight, is actually struck out looking back in the fifth. Two down, the kick, the pitch delivered by Heinicke. First pitch, pop up, it's coming back. That'll be foul. You can hear that loud bang. It falls just about five rows in front of me.
Pinch hitter for Daytona, number three.
Actually, it is Elvin not Fernandez. Castro, but the pinch hitter is Elvin Fernandez. So, Fernandez is in. Second pitch, hits it on the ground, scooped up by the third baseman. That's more, a long throw to Whalen. And that's the ball game, as the Palm Beach Cardinals have won another game. What a streak it is. They've won nine in a row now here at the Dean, and are maybe going to be taking another series sweep, who knows, here against Daytona. They did it against St. Lucie. So 4-1 is the final score here at the Dean, as the Cardinals win. The Cardinals win. I'll be right back after this short timeout to give you a post-game wrap-up of the show.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network post-game show. Lisa Pride here, and what a game it has been. 14 now straight road losses for the Daytona Tortugas, and 9 home game wins. What a winning streak for the Palm Beach Cardinals as the Cardinals defeat the Tortugas here in game 1 of the 6-game series, 4-1, both teams 5 hits apiece. But the difference is our player of the game. That's Leonardo Bernal, who hit a grand slam in the 6th. And I'm telling you, it's even gusting in now in right field, the wind blowing into right. But by some luck for the Cardinals, as they've been having a lot of it lately and making a lot happen themselves, the wind died down just in time with the bases loaded, and Bernal hit a grand slam over the right field wall. There was no wind blocking and blowing his ball back into the ballpark. A grand salami in the 6th that cleaned the bases and gave the Cardinals the 4-1 advantage that they just hung on to ever since. And you can also look at Enohan Paniagua, the righty who started the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals, went 7 innings and allowed only 3 hits, 1 earned run, walked 3, struck out 8. He has now 91 strikeouts on the season. Next game, he's going to hit the 100 mark for sure. His ERA is now 2.33. Heinicke came in, picked up his 3rd save of the season. 2 innings of work, couple of hits, no runs, struck out 3. His ERA is now 3.63. So what a game it was. As far as the pitching, Paniagua and Heinicke working a great combo there. And then the bat of Leonardo Bernal in the 6th. It was after Chase Petty, the starter for Daytona, left the game. He pitched 5 innings, allowed 3 hits and no runs. So Daytona was up 1-0. Petty also hit a batter, walked a batter, but struck out 4. He was the first-round draft pick last year. Petty, though, left the game after 5, so Jose Franco came in relief. And in his first inning of work, he walked the first 2 batters he faced. That was Moquette and Chamberlain. Then got Waylon to fly out. McKeithen, he struck out. Then Rivas, he walked. So the bases were loaded for Bernal with 2 outs. And what do you know but Leonardo blasted that ball over the right field wall and cleared the bases, 4-1, Palm Beach on top. And the Cardinals hung on to that for the next couple of innings. And Paniagua and Heinicke combined to shut out the Tortugas for the next 3 after that. That would be the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Only 1 run was scored for the Tortugas. So after winning 6 straight at home, sweeping the St. Lucie Mets last week, the Palm Beach Cardinals are back on the winning track again this week in Game 1. We'll take a quick look at the Cardinals' offense. Everybody just had 1 hit. Moquette was 1-for-3. Waylon 1-for-4. McKeithen 1-for-3 as he begins his hitting streak. And Waylon now, I believe, he is on a 9-game hitting streak. Bernal 1-for-3 and Mora 1-for-3. But like I said, our player of the game is Leonardo Bernal, the catcher. He did the job behind the plate catching Paniagua as he only gave up that 1 run while striking out 8. And then he came through for his pitchers. Grand slam, he blasted that ball over the right field wall. What a night it was. Paniagua is now 5-4 in the season. Franco falls to 1-4. The save picked up by Heinicke. And the Palm Beach Cardinals are 34-34 overall. This was the quickest game this season here at the Dean, as it lasted 1 hour and 52 minutes. Thank you so much for staying with me and the Cardinals as we kind of both struggled a little bit early on. I didn't have really good audio, and I'm not sure why, but thank you so much to Nick Mongelis, who took my text and helps me out and got us back sounding really good here now on the broadcast. And then I don't know what happened, if dust was flying or what, but I was coughing quite a bit for that 1 inning. And just got settling down here. I've got a great interview by Justin Rock, the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, as he talked about in the pregame show the team and the struggles it has gone through and also the players to watch. One of them is Chase Petty, who, you know, had a really strong performance here today for the Tortugas. But what a game, as the Palm Beach Cardinals have now won 9 straight home games in a row. And Daytona falling. Now they've lost 14 straight on the road. We can't wait for you to join us again tomorrow night. There'll be fans in the stands. It's Silver Sluggers night on Wednesdays. So join us tomorrow night at 6:30, pregame at 6:15. Can't wait for you to join us on the broadcast once again as the Cardinals win here today 4-1 off the bat of Leonardo Bernal, a grand slam to clear the bases and get all four runs for the Cardinals here tonight. Thank you once again, and I hope to see you here at the ballpark, but if not, tune in and listen in same time, same place tomorrow on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Have a great night, everyone.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.